Okay.
Success.
Success. Success.
An essay.
Success.
Success.
Hi everyone, it's your host Matilda,
Hadiza,
and Imama,
and welcome back to the Afrikalypso podcast. Welcome back to season 8.
Is it actually?
I think it is. I believe it's season 8 of the Afrikalypso podcast.
Why do we have so many seasons?
So because we only do 12 episodes. But yeah, welcome back. We've been gone for so long. How are you guys doing?
It's been a minute. Did you miss us? Screaming.
Not really.
This looks like the first time in over a year that we're actually recording together
in person,
and I think the last time in a long time too, because
yeah,
do you want to
things
announce
things are happening? No, for my enemies right now. I'm joking. I don't.
Oh my gosh, it's not, you announced it in the other episode.
I know I did.
Well, before Imama is moving to Saskatchewan.
I'm moving for experiences
in Saskatchewan.
Well, yeah, I'm moving for school, but also just to experience a new place, to be honest. Like, I'm actually excited to just go experience a new place, see a new place, just, like, meet new people. I mean, I'm actually not that excited to meet new people, to be honest. That's not the part that's exciting me. Just to experience new things in general. That's what I'm really excited about.
For the non-Canadian listeners, can you tell them Canadian listeners, where is Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan it's close. It's like the province right beside Alberta.
Yeah, it's in between Alberta and Winnipeg, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it not Manitoba?
Let me pull up
that's,
the map.
That's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Manitoba is the province. Winnipeg is the city in that province. So it's in Manitoba between, and...
it's sandwiched in between those two
and Alberta
provinces.
But the thing
it's
is...
about it's about a five-hour flight from Ontario. Mad cold. Well, from Ottawa, to be specific.
Yeah.
Really cold.
Really cold.
And that's why you never hear of it.
I mean, it's as cold as Calgary, to be honest. It's as cold as Alberta.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's just that... I guess it's just a lesser known province. Like, it's just, there's not much happening there, to be honest.
Yeah. Alberta is known because of the oil and stuff. So there's a lot of Nigerians there. Yeah. But Saskatchewan is like, what's Saskatchewan known for?
But there actually is a lot of Nigerians there. There's a huge Nigerian community.
What, based on what? Like, what are they doing?
I think, like, provinces like that, they accept people more. Like, their PR process is, like, quicker because, like, it's colder. Most people don't want to go there. So, like, those things are quicker there. Like, getting a PR is, like, faster there and some other things. And yeah. And I think also, like, fees are also cheaper in school.
Yeah.
That also appeals to some Nigerians as well.
Oh, nice. So FYI for
and
Nigerians that
they're
are...
actually known for really good food. Like, apparently they have like the best... Apparently they have the best restaurants in Canada.
Interesting.
Ooh.
I know.
Something
it's interesting, but that's what I heard. So I'm very, very excited about the food. So.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So FYI, Nigerians in Nigeria, they said Saskatchewan, they accept people easier. So yeah.
And it's cheap too. I mean, like, I'm an immigration specialist, so.
Don't take our word.
Don't take my word for it.
Dem say.
Yeah. But what have you guys been up to since we've been gone? Oh, wait. Before we actually go, let's give a disclaimer, because I've been joining a lot of like podcast groups and stuff like that. And people said they hate when you're talking about a topic and you don't go straight into the topic. You do a lot of like back and forth. But disclaimer, the reason we're doing this is because we've been gone for like 3-4 months.
Minute,
yeah, we've been gone for a minute. So I think it's only right that we catch you guys up to like what's been going on. And we'll drop a timestamp for like when we actually start the topic. But yeah, for people that are interested in what we've been doing,
just a regular,
keep
regular
listening.
Gist.
Yeah, we like gisting too. So yeah.
Yeah.
So what have you guys been up to since we last
I
recorded?
Work. I think I've just been working and prepping for this move.
Okay.
That's you guys always doing a lot.
No, it's not even a lot. I was doing too much. That's what I realized. So while we were off, remember the last episode we recorded, I was like, oh, I'm starting this programming thing. I did start the programming thing and it was meant to be for 6 months. 3 months in, I dropped out of the certificate thing and I was like, you know what? I can't. I literally couldn't. I had so many things I was doing and I was just... like every day I was waking up unhappy and I was just like,
yeah.
The thing is, you can still do it at your own pace. Mm. So I'm going to do that. But right now I'm focusing on like work is getting busier. I got promoted.
Hey, look at that. Congratulations. Nice. Oh, I also got promoted.
Hey, more money.
That part.
Hey.
Hadiza too is doing the money stuff. She's doing money stuffs.
Because, finally.
Yeah, because now Hadiza started pursuing her interests. Before, Hadiza was just stressed. Hadiza was like, no money, no enjoyment.
I don't know how to say for herself.
Sorry, Hadiza, how's it been?
Oh, it's been really good, actually. Looking to earn a certain amount next year. So, hey, you know.
Love that.
Upward movements only.
Upward and forwards only.
Yeah.
Remove.
Forward, never backward.
God forbid.
Forward, ever,
backward, never.
That's what I meant. Yeah, so just to prep you guys for this season, I feel like this is going to be our best season yet. Amen, amen, amen. We have a lot lined up for you guys. Yeah. I don't want to raise your bars too high or anything, but
I think it's a lot of really good guests
as well. Yeah, and good topics too.
So look, anticipate.
We have famous people coming.
Okay.
Like, I guess like, it depends on where you are and like
what you think is famous. But
they're still famous.
I like some of the guests that we've spoken to, so.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, and then we'll also bring you the Amiibo interlude, so it's going to be really nice. I really love podcasting, to be honest. I love you guys.
Aww, we love you too.
Look at that. Okay. You know, this is going to be a mushy moment.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know. I think it's mushy for me because Imama is moving to Saskatchewan, and like, it feels like, in a way, like the end of an era, almost. Because we don't even know, like, when you go, are you coming back?
Oh my gosh, we did stuff saying that I am coming back. I plan to come back.
You know how, like, a lot of plans God. Also, like, change
in Jesus'
and stuff.
Name, amen.
What if we have events a here, very we'll fly Imama back.
Hey.
We'll fly her hair.
It's recorded, though. You guys will fly her. She won't fly herself.
You said you guys. There's only three people on this thing. Keep in mind. Okay, yeah, so just to introduce, to give you guys an idea of what we're talking about, is just success, and just pretty much what we define success as and how that has changed over time, like over time in our lives, but also like our parents' generation, our generation, etc. Okay, first of all, disclaimer, I'm the kind of person that compares myself a lot, and I feel like with that I never celebrate my successes and everything, and like I feel like this happens to everyone. Like, you set a bar for yourself and you're like, oh, I need to get there. And then when you get there, you push the bar higher.
I mean, that's the point. I feel like that's how it should be.
I guess, yes, that's how it should be. But then also, you're not celebrating what you've...
Oh, no, I think you should celebrate it.
You should, but I feel like a lot of people don't because, you don't even let yourself adjust to this.
How do you guys define celebrating your success, right? Because aren't there different ways to, like...
No, but I think some people don't even celebrate it at all. Like
don't even acknowledge it to say, oh, I made it?
Yeah, like, for example, this position that I'm at now, I was stressed for, like, months, like, at my job trying to get to this place, right? And I worked, and I even thought it was going to come later than it did come. And when it came, I was like, oh, this is nice. Now, how do I get to the next thing?
Interesting.
Rather than this is nice, damn, you know, take my friends out, you know, have lunch, celebrate it, rather than just be like, okay, now I don't know where I am. And then I get uncomfortable because I feel like I'm doing well for my age, but then I'm now like, but there's people doing better. So should I be there? Do you get? So what defines success for you guys?
Okay, so I feel like for me, I have goals I've predetermined already.
From when?
Maybe from university, actually. I feel like I'm still following the same goals I set in university.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just kind of started my career path and so on. But like, I feel like how I define success is like, I have so many different areas of my life that I see as, okay, I want to be successful here, 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 in this section, in this section, in this section. So like, success for me is like well-rounded. I feel like it's like monetary success, like happiness, in terms of the kind of activities I'm doing, where I'm living, my condition of living, and what I'm doing to contribute, just generally. So like, yeah, like there are different ways I kind of look at success right now, but I still have a goal salary, Sha. But I feel like once I hit the goal salary,
you want more?
I don't know if I'd want more because I plan to get salary from other, like I have other plans for other businesses as well. So it's kind of like, if I hit a goal salary in one section, then I'm okay because I'm like, okay, now I can settle down in this particular role. And if I grow organically, then that's okay because I have other areas that I want to grow as well. So that's how I've structured my goal setting and so on.
But do you think you're just saying that because you've not reached that goal? Or because like when you actually get to that goal that you're saying that you set for, like specifically your, for example, engineering career, are you sure you're really going to be like, I'll stop there and now pursue the other
thing? Not really.
I'm just asking.
I think so. Because what happens is the thing about reaching goals is you do spend a lot of time trying to reach one particular goal, right? And when if you have several goals and you want to meet all of the different goals, like there has to be, for me, I feel like there has to be a certain time where it's like, I need to balance all three goals at one time. So I need to be satisfied with, I need to have a place where I get to that I'm satisfied enough to continue in that kind of path. And my goals are not small. I do have big goals stuff like that, right? But then I feel like I might get to a point in each specific category and be like, oh, this is satisfactory for me.
Now,
and
if I
grow,
yeah,
let's move on to the next one, or let me continue to grow organically. And then so
I feel like, I mean, like, I mean, definitely everything you said. And I also feel like success is like also moving, like, for instance, like, it's a sliding thin. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how you mentioned, like, oh no, if you get there, like, are you sure, like, you'll be content there?
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing where it's like, if you get there, like, the fact that you want more doesn't mean that you didn't experience success. Like, I don't think, like, the fact that, for instance, like, I make six figures doesn't mean that I shouldn't want to make seven figures.
Seven.
It doesn't mean that I wasn't successful at six figures. It just means that now I have a different goal. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. But I think, to be honest, success is, well, for me anyways, it's a sliding thing. And I mean, I'm definitely a person that I think I celebrate my wins. It's like, I mean, I might not throw a big thing, but like when I do get where I'm trying to get to, I'm like, oh yeah, I did that. Like, you know, and it's like, okay, like on to the next. Like, I mean, I might not be on to the next right away. I do take a break. I'm very, very big on, we all know rest. So I definitely do take like, you know, a little bit of a break, but like I still like definitely like, okay, so like what can we do next? But in that same breath, I feel like for me it doesn't mean that I did not reach success when I got to that first place.
Yeah.
I reached success and now I've redefined what success means to me, and now I'm going to a different place as well. But I think that's just like that. But I think also in general, like success for me is also just like genuine happiness and like contentment, I think. And like when I say contentment, like I said, like it doesn't mean that I will reach there and be like, I'm going to stay there forever. No, it's like I can be content and still want more, if that makes sense. It's like I feel like some people think, oh, when you're content, you know, you're just okay there, just okay being there. And I mean that there's nothing wrong in being okay there, but I feel like for me, it's like with contentment, it's like, you know, I'm content and I'm happy here. If something happens, like, you know, I'll be okay here. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to aspire for more, because like, I mean, we grow every day and life changes every day and like things are not always going to stay exactly the same. So I'm still probably going to want more and I'm still going to strive for more, essentially. But I think, yeah, long story short, for me, success definitely just means like happiness and just like contentment. But what I'm learning actually, like I think my definition of success has changed a little bit just to the previous thing you said when we were introducing the topic. My definition has changed a little bit just because I think before I used to think success would look like no inconvenience. Like it would just be like not smooth and easy, but smooth and easy. But I think now I'm kind of learning that success, like it can be inconvenient. Like for you to get to that place, it would be inconvenient sometimes. And like, you know, so as much as like, you know, it means happiness, like, you know, you might have to be a little bit inconvenient for you to get there. I'm not saying you should be sad or you should be like depressed. I don't think you have to like, you know, put yourself in a state of severe sadness or depression or just like stripping yourself of everything you like for you to get to success. I don't believe in that hustle and die mentality for success. I don't believe in that. But I do know that sometimes it might be a little bit uncomfortable. Like, you know, you might just need to like struggle a little bit or like work extra harder on this thing that you thought you were going to have to get to that success. But to me, it's like, ultimately, I think you should still be happy while doing that. So it's like happy while being inconvenienced because you know what your final goal is and not like just depressed while doing that to get there. Because you get there, you're not spending your money on therapy. So what's the point? But yeah, that kind of has a long spiel.
So do you then feel like at every point you're successful?
I think, I mean, it's like, so like, you know how
Hadiza
said that?
You've technically met whatever those your success. Like, for example, when we were in uni, like having a stable job, like after school to me was kind of success, right? And then I have that now. So do I now say then
I'm successful? I think so. Honestly, if I was
Even
going
if it's
to
a sliding scale.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like if I was going to describe myself now and like somebody was like, describe yourself and like, you know, use the term successful or whatever, I think I'll tell me a young, successful woman.
Bullshit.
No, like, I mean, not even. To,
no, like, even not my, even. If there's anybody that is, even my successful, please, I'm like, sugar mommy.
What did I mean? No, no, but like, I mean, I feel like, yes, it's like, even if it's a sliding thing, because like right now, I am in a good job. I'm happy. I'm making a good salary. But I still, like, I'm still pursuing my master's. And when I get my master's, I will be successful in my master's. But like right now, where I'm at, I'm also successful in my job, I'm successful in my salary, I'm successful in life. That's a success. I'm successful in life, but like, I mean, I can still gain more success, if that makes sense. I can still be more successful in like other things. And like, I mean, like Hadiza said, like, you know, there's also like different aspects where like, you know, you want to be successful. I mean, there's also success in life, but I think there's also like different aspects, and it's like you can be successful in that one part, doesn't mean you're successful in the other part, or you can be successful in like everything at once. But yeah,
it's weird because like, I guess from just what both of you guys have said, because I didn't really think about this. I've been trying to define what success meant for me, but honestly, I don't understand. But I think now for me, success is contentment. And is that a word even?
Yeah, contentment.
Okay, okay, sorry. Okay. Just wanted to know what I had to edit out.
You don't know English.
No. But yeah, for me, success is being content.
Yeah.
But I now realize that I don't feel successful because I'm not content. Mm. And that's a problem. And I think that hustle culture is honestly pushing that right now, because it's always like, walk, 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 don't sleep. They said successful people wake up at 5 a.m.
You know what's interesting?
You have the same 24 hours with
successful people pay other people to wake up at 5 a.m.
I'm screaming. You know?
But look, I don't have money to employ people to wake up at 5 a.m. So am I not successful?
I feel like success is also a very personal thing. I think a lot of times we try to have like other people's definition and like try to put that upon us and make that what our definition of success is, but it's not the same. Yeah. It's literally not always the same.
I just realized you said success like,
I know, oh my gosh, I was about to say I don't like this word anymore.
I don't.
It's hard. Can we just say it? S-E. Why?
It's. Maybe S-E. It's. Let's say it's. Okay, let's use pronouns.
Okay, so from here on out, when we say it's, we mean success.
You know what we mean. You know the vibes.
No, but I feel like, yeah, sometimes like we, like people try to use other people's definition of it as like our own meaning. It just feels wrong. I'm going to say success.
Just go ahead.
As our own meaning of success, but like, I think it's a very, very personal thing. Like somebody that's earning like 50K might feel like that, like to them, they're successful. Like they're content. They've done what they need to do. They're happy. And like that's success to them. And it's like, you might be earning like 100K and you're like, yeah, I'm not successful yet. Like, you know, I haven't reached a place where I'm genuinely happy and content. And like I said, being content doesn't mean you don't want more. It just means like, you know, you're good, but like you still want more.
You know, I also feel like looking at other people and comparisons, I feel like it's so easy to fall into that mindset of like, oh shoot, look at how this person is doing.
Yeah,
like, oh my god, how am I doing in comparison? Like, even if you have your own goals and stuff like that, it's literally like, I feel like it's a human thing. Like, it's just like you see someone, you're like, oh, should I be doing that at this point in time? Or, oh my god, their trajectory is going like this, like they're going like really fast, quickly, and I'm going really slowly.
But everybody has their own path.
No, well, for sure, but it's
okay, sorry, go
ahead. No. It's something that our brain, like, well, for me, I find my brain short circuits, and I literally have to actively be like, I like sometimes when I see something, I'm like, oh, it's making me feel like this. I literally close it and I'm like, I start reminding myself, oh, but I'm doing this.
Instagram now, like Instagram, Twitter, like, you know, a lot of people, LinkedIn. Gosh,
LinkedIn.
I don't even go on that app.
After being unemployed for 5 months.
Yo, I was trying to be a LinkedIn influencer. What, back no, when Hadiza, I was looking for
oh
a job.
Oh my God, Hadiza was posting every week.
Now I was posting.
She was like,
wait, what was she
I
posting?
Finally completed this certification. It was a, tell us now, you're the one that
no,
was
I was posting. No, shortly before I got my job, I was just like,
then you get the job and you
I literally ghosted. I'll be back again, guys. Back again with some inspirational posts.
She says joblessness upcoming.
So yeah, like I was just like, I guess because the funny thing is, it's interesting about those inspirational posts, because the reason I did it was that nothing else was working for me in terms of finding a job, and I had skills that I could really share and really use to make a difference in someone else's company. So I was like, I mean, if nobody really wants to believe my resume, I can just post stuff that I do and say I did this and I achieved this and it took me such a XYZ amount of time and da 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 da. And yeah, but like seeing other people post, I don't know if it worked, but honestly, the courses, the thing about it is those posts actually got engagement from a lot of people and who were following me already would be like, oh, you know how to do this. How can I learn how to do this?
Oh, so it kind of works.
And,
Why do you think they're doing
this? It's possible
I don't go on that app.
It's possible that whoever hired me, it's possible that whoever hired me looked at my LinkedIn and was like, oh, interesting.
She's an influencer.
Versus like nothing. Versus like not having anything, right?
Maybe I should get dismissed. You know what? Maybe when I go back into the job market.
To be honest, I think that's when it's really useful. But it's crazy because I think it really does affect people still. Yeah, like it's weird. Like LinkedIn? We have this. Anything, Instagram, especially
Instagram.
Instagram. But I feel like, what I was going to say, like, just in agreement with what Hadiza said, is that I feel like it's especially huge right now. For me, anyways, it's huge right in this weird space between I just finished school. Even though,
I'm not 10 years ago.
10?
I'm joking. My mom. 10.
I know we didn't finish, like, I know it wasn't just like yesterday that we graduated, but it's this weird, I'm honestly still getting used to the idea that people I know are getting married. Like, it's
what happens if we finish school?
No, because, so we're in school, right? All of us are on the same trajectory. Uh-huh. Where, Mama, calm down.
No, I'm listening now.
Stop invalidating my thoughts.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not invalidating your thought. I'm listening. I'm following you.
Okay.
I'm following along.
So what I'm saying is, we're all in school. I know, but marriage for some people is like a marker of like success. Because that's
that's
fair.
And that's what there's nothing wrong with that.
But I'm not saying that's my marker of success. What I'm trying to say is like, you know, people are getting jobs that are 120K. People are getting married. Some people are still on like 10K. Not 10K. Okay, that's an exaggeration.
I mean, they could be.
They could be. Like, it's just the gaps in, like, where we are in life now is so huge. Where we all graduated the same university, for example. We graduated the same university. Like, we're there for 4 years. Or even, like, your friends from high school, you're there for, like, 6 years. And you guys are all doing the same classes. You are going at the same pace. Whether this person does over Sabi or the person does under Sabi, you are still going to graduate the same class. You do this and that. But then you graduate and all of a sudden, like, some people get lucky, to be honest, luck, maybe grace, what other people would call it, and they just get projected. Their path just moves further. Like in 2 years, some people are making over 100K, you know, and some people are not, you know. And it's just, I feel like it's just a weird space in that space of getting comfortable with the idea that life isn't about, like, it's not those checkpoints that school makes it seem like it is. Do you get? Mm-hmm. And it's just weird because some people will get married 1 year after. I have people that were in my 4th year project that literally have children now.
Wait.
Dead ass. Like, the whites.
Oh, okay.
What is it if it's not having children? Some people are married
some people are married, just et cetera. Just things that I thought were things that we would all reach at a later point. Some people will never get married. Some of our mates might never get married. It's just like this weird place where, like, we all have different trajectories, as you said, but mm-hmm. I feel like when I speak to my dad, for example, he's more comfortable with that, but because he has seen many years of so many people having different trajectories.
I think it's also like the 20s, right? Because like we're in our 20s, I think we're at the point in life where, like you said, it's like people are reaching like different milestones at like different times. It's like when you're more settled in your 30s and 40s, then like most of your friends will probably be married. Like most of the people around you will probably be married, maybe have a child or like, you know, or maybe they don't want to have kids. It's like more people are in like,
I feel like
more of a uniform place.
I still think so.
I don't think that because
I think we look at our 30s as if it's this magical time where everything's
When you guys think about it, we've spent our whole lives judging how we perform based off how other people perform, and we didn't come out of that kind of system not too long ago.
That's what
right?
I'm trying to say.
So now
it's
we're
a system that makes us think like
the 40s people are settled in the life that they are living. Like they've now spent another 20 years doing their own thing, and it's like whatever my neighbor is doing. Well, hopefully, I'd hope that everybody in their 40s and 50s doesn't care what their neighbor is doing.
I hope so.
But like, you know, you've settled in that change.
I see what you're saying. Like they've seen life more. Like they've got to experience life a little bit more.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's that, but it's just really a weird place. And you know, this angst that people have in their 20s is now trickling down to people in their teens. Oh, I don't know if you guys saw
what
there was this
it's
video circulating. This video circulating on Twitter, and this babe was 17. She was like, how can a man be 17 and
living with his parents?
Yeah, and living with his parents.
Like, honestly, I think it's so sad.
I'm going to school, I'm volunteering, I'm doing this. How can my man still be living with his 17?
You know what? I can't lie. I think I need to preach rest more. I don't think I preach rest enough because, like, I don't know, like, what this mentality is. Like, why do people feel like you must do
everybody's
all these
competing
things?
For
I don't understand
capitalism.
I mean, I guess it is capitalism. I can see the ways that capitalism.
No,
like,
but
feeds
it's
into
pushing
that.
Hard now. Like, the kids are doing.
You're literally a baby. Like, you're a child. Rest. You're not going to be able to take random naps anymore.
I was listening to a podcast not too long ago, and they had this guy. Apparently, the guy had a YouTube, but he was 21, and this guy was. I'm happy for him. Of course, he's doing well. So, I was just like, 21. He said he has a car business. He has houses in Nigeria, and I'm like, 21.
It's actually so interesting to me. Like, I was actually talking to somebody the other day as well, and he was saying how, like, you know, he felt like he feels like he has like, hey. He feels like he has to have, like, multiple things going at the same time. Like, you know, he can't just have one thing going. Like, he has to have, like, multiple side businesses, multiple investments. And, like, I mean, I was like, I guess that's, like, that's great. He's older, though. He's not young. He's, like, probably, like, early 30s, like, late 20s. Okay. And, like, I mean, I feel like, you know, that's great for him. But when he was talking, like, I was not envious at all. Like, I was, like, I literally was just like, you know what? That's great for you. But honestly, me, I'm very, very okay, happy just doing one or two things. In fact, two is enough. Like, I'm very, very just like, I don't know. Mm. It's a lot. Like, it's
We're chasing this idea of, like, success, and it's so arbitrary.
But is it your idea of success or the world's idea or somebody else's idea of success?
But I don't know. I feel like the world does define what success is, and that must be what a lot of people are chasing, that they're not resting.
Well, it really depends.
Or is it their idea of success they're chasing?
I mean, like, I know, I have no idea. I feel like everybody needs to actually sit down and determine what their idea of success is. Because you're saying that the world determines, like, the idea of success, but, like, what is that? Because it's going to be ever increasing. Because literally, is it six figures? Is it seven figures?
Is it having Jeff investment Bezos? Portfolio?
What exactly is it? Like, I don't know that there is. I don't know that I can Google what is success and it would give me something that, you know, I can aim towards. It's like, I feel like everybody actually needs to just sit down and determine for yourself what is success to me.
Yeah,
because, like, honestly, you might get six figures and you're like, actually, I was very, very okay with, like, my 90k or, like, my 80k, and it's like, now what's the point of now doing extra work for, like, that extra 10k that
you know
don't
yeah
want?
Do you know that's what they don't tell us very much? Because what happens is, yeah, you are striving to make this 100k and whatever, and you get there, but you are working harder, especially if you're working for an employer. Like, maybe if you have your own business, usually, like, maybe you've put in the hard work, and then when you can relax,
capitalist.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like what they don't tell you is that as your money is increasing, so is your work. And I honestly just
not always.
Maybe you have to switch companies.
I shall not speak because I have employers.
Okay. Mama's employers. She's doing less than what when you used to pay her less. Okay, good to know. I agree with you, not always, but I think generally your workload does go. I know life is in balance. Like, I know a friend that is working much harder than me, to be very honest.
Mm-hmm.
But not making as
Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, not always. Like, literally, when I was two positions below what I am right now.
Employers, are you hearing? You're paying that too much.
No, you're not paying me. Okay, no, but the thing is that it's the experience that I got that is actually making me do this work quicker.
Exactly.
Because, like, I couldn't do this work that I'm doing now with the experience that I had, like, 2 years ago. So, it's like, you're paying for experience, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And your
it's not always hard work that
it's not always hard work, to be honest.
More.
Yeah. So it's like, the more you grow, you get more skills and you get more experience and you can do the work quicker. And that's why they're, like, senior people almost times. Not because technically, like, a person two positions below me can do what I'm doing. It's just going to take them, like, maybe a whole day to do what I would do in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
So
That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that the idea of success has shifted, like, in society specifically, like, let's say Nigerian society?
Hmm.
Isn't it just get rich?
Hmm?
Isn't it just get rich?
But what does rich mean?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, I haven't been in Nigeria to know what the climate is, like, in depth.
Actually, I do think it might have changed. Sorry, go ahead. I cut you.
Yeah, sorry. No. So I can't say for me, mm-hmm. like, when I think about it, what if it has changed in Nigeria, Sha? Mm-hmm. But I can speak for, like, here. I feel like it has changed because what our parents could afford is different from what we can afford, like, at the same age period, because
the economy. Are you saying we can afford more?
I feel like less. So what I feel like our parents could afford more with less, and we have to do more to afford the same kind of thing, whether it be education, the amount of work we put in, time, and so on. Like, there are a lot of people.
Harder.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who, okay, if we're speaking for Nigeria, I don't know, but like here, there are a lot of people who got into like work and they got jobs so quickly that some of them didn't even finish university, and they've been able to grow in their positions even though they didn't finish university.
They didn't even go to college.
They just high school. They were maybe doing.
You mean previously?
Yeah, previously, okay. Like our parents' kind of generation. Mm-hmm. But us,
our parents' mates,
it's not possible. Like university minimum, need, like, college minimum,
like,
fully.
Even now, it's almost like you need a master's a lot of times.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think back then undergrad was like, wow, you are so educated. Now everybody has an undergrad, so like you're pretty much like the masses. So now you have to do much more.
I think like the Nigerian idea of success has changed.
Why?
Because like I think before it was almost like you could be rich in Nigeria and be fine, but now it's like you can't be rich in Nigeria and be fine.
Like rich people are moving out.
Like you have to leave Nigeria essentially to be okay. Yeah, I think the Nigerian idea of success has definitely changed.
So the Nigerian idea of success is abroad.
Leaving Nigeria. No, I mean it's abroad. It's the overseas. No, I think so. I think the Nigerian idea of success is definitely the overseas. Well, I said that really like... Is the abroad. But yeah, no, I think so.
I didn't think of that. That's true.
Yeah, because like before you could actually just, like before all companies.
Are we just saying that? Because there's actually some people, and this is a conversation we're going to have this season. Mm-hmm. But like there's a lot of people, maybe before, maybe 2-3 years from now, maybe it wasn't that way. But like there were people that literally want to stay in Nigeria.
The people that want to stay in Nigeria are people that their parents are rich in Nigeria.
Isn't that success then?
No, but it's like think about it though. It's like you as a person, if your parents, like if you didn't have, and like honestly me, I'm a very, very, I believe in parents passing down money. So me, I don't, like I'm not saying that. Honestly, like, you know, you don't have people like, oh, you're not
every time
you're not really rich if your parents didn't give you that. That's a business.
That's your own.
We thank God for the fact that, like, you know, I'm thankful for the fact that, anyway, it's not going to start conversation. But I do think.
Mama's parents, they got the money.
That is not even what I said at all.
I bet before they kidnap you.
That's not what I said. But what was I going with my conversation?
It's true.
I think I was just saying that I think people that like are staying back and are successful, like I'm not saying that they're not successful, but I think it's because like they're not like regular rich, like they're not like regular upper
class. They're wealthy.
They're like, yes, they're like really, really, really rich. And like they even, and those people, most of the times they have the ability to leave the country whenever they need to, whenever they feel like. Like they probably have a second passport. Like they don't just have an Nigerian passport. So it's technically true. It's still being able to like comfortably leave the country when you want, like at a whim, or just going abroad. That's true. When you think about it, like when we're younger, it was oil company. It was literally getting into an oil company in Nigeria.
And that was big.
And now it's like, it's not even.
It works at Chevron.
Exactly. What's a Shell? Like, what's the other one? Mobil.
But
like,
now it's tech, bro.
Now it's tech. Yeah, there's also tech, bro. But even with the tech, bro, the way the government is going, literally closing down everything.
Oh, it's true. It's true. Like, it's so volatile. Exactly. That, like, it's oil then was so stable.
Yeah. Now it's tech, bro. And tech, bro, is even very, very shaky. Oh. And so it's actually going to Ghana, to be honest. Oh. Maybe Nigeria's idea of success is being a tech, bro, in Ghana.
Everything, apparently. Everything. Like, Ghana is just now, a lot like, more I feel stable. Like the economy is booming a bit more.
Yeah.
Because Nigeria is, yeah.
But yeah, Nigeria, honestly... We don't heal the anymore.
We don't heal the. I feel like it's gotten worse. To be honest, it has.
No, like $500 naira.
But you know what? Even talking about that exchange rate thing, sometimes I'm just like, if I'm complaining about my money that they're paying me here, have you heard some people? Some people. Like, recently, for example, there were law students. I think they have, like, a day where they call everybody to bow or something like that.
I think that'd be day.
no, because like I just opened my Instagram one day and like everybody was wearing wig.
Called to the bar.
Shogun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I think they have that. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. And I feel like in our parents' generation, that was a marker of success. That was like prestigious. Like lawyers were paid well. But I've heard that lawyers are being paid.
Yeah, peanuts. 50K. Like peanuts.
50K a month. Dude, that's less than like $200. Much less than $200. And I'm just
and it's 25,000 naira away from minimum wage in Nigeria.
Yeah. Literally. And I'm just like, so if like, is it like success is also dependent on where you are? Is that it? Because like, is getting called to bar like successful?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I think obviously it would be dependent on where you are, because it's like, if like you're
a student.
If you're like, I mean, not even a student, but like, it's like if you're in Canada, like we can be successful with like, I mean, if you define your success as being financially comfortable, right? I think it depends on how you define your success.
How you define it.
If you define your success
as
being financially comfortable, you can be financially comfortable with like, if it's only you're like 50K in Canada, but like you could go to somewhere like America and that 50K is now what, like maybe 30 something K. And it's like, are you comfortable anymore? Oh, like, America, are you financially like comfortable in America? Probably not. So it's like, you might need to up that a little bit. So.
Yeah. But I guess like as a Nigerian in the diaspora, I just always feel like by default successful. Am I allowed to say this? Would they cancel me?
No, I think
no, because okay, for example, I just don't know how on 50K, for example, I would be able to save. So like just by default, just the fact that you just have money, for example, in savings. Please, don't kidnap
me. I think the
fact that we're here, we are privileged, and like there is something to be said of that. But yeah. I mean, like I said, if it was to call yourself successful, Jesus, this word is finishing me today.
if you want to call yourself it,
I think you can. But like once again, it all just depends on what you consider success. Because if
success doesn't really mean anything.
What do you mean?
Okay, like because it's so relative and so it changes from one person to another.
Yeah,
so are we just pressuring
ourselves
off of nothing? Because if you're alive and you're breathing, then you're fine. Because
honestly, I personally, gratitude. The way I see things, I think people are pressuring themselves a lot for nothing. Because I'm not joking. Like you know how like, you guys are talking about like comparing yourself to others. Like I must say, I never compare
you
myself.
Never?
But like it's not a thing that I do often.
I feel like that's so interesting. I don't even know where this comparison comes from.
It's
and
not
it's
a
been
thing
stressing
that...
me. Like it's been really stressing me.
That's interesting though.
Mm.
Let's go therapy.
Let's go therapy.
Please.
Because
I don't have the degree.
No, let's go therapy because I want to see what was missing in my own life experience that taught you.
Maybe like when you were growing up, did they used to compare your grades and like, you know, your things in general with like other people? Like, was that a thing that happened? Like, did they compare your grades, like your weight, like other things? Like, were you ever compared with other people?
Yeah, but like, I just feel like in school, like, when they would say, you are first in this, and then you receive an award for that. For you to be first, you had to be first amongst other people.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I feel like for me, okay, I compare, but like, it's usually, I'm like, I don't want to do this. Because I feel like for me, I've seen what it is to struggle to have basic stuff. So for me, my bar of success is like, I don't know how to explain. Like, okay, for example, I'm at a certain position now. If I look at someone who's my age and at a higher position and earning more and stuff like that, I'm just like, oh shit, they're just on a different trajectory. Okay, for example, I finished school after you guys, right? And I haven't been in the workforce as long as you guys. I can easily go, shit, everyone is doing much better. But then there was a time when I was doing very
much worse,
badly.
Much worse.
So it's looking at where I came from.
Using yourself.
Also
as
the fact that I've also suffered too. So because I'm not suffering as much
not
anymore.
The way you
I'm
said
grateful.
That so matter of factly.
No,
I understand.
Anyway.
She's like,
it appears
also
so
suffered.
No, yeah, so it's like it's easier for me to, even if I find myself short circuiting to like comparisons, it's easy for me to just close. For example, I delete Instagram very regularly. In fact, at my lowest point, I deleted all my social media accounts.
Does that thing
and
work? It works.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
it does.
Like, okay, not having Twitter, barely having Instagram. In fact, when I have Instagram, I can tell when my levels of comparisons are going up and I just delete it. And it goes down. It's like,
that's actually excellent self-awareness.
So
yeah, it is, because I feel like I know, but then I don't do things.
You don't know anything to curb
I think because I've gotten so comfortable with comparison that I almost at some point, I almost saw it as a positive trait. Because in university, for example, it helped me. It really did. Because
it helped push you.
I knew, it helped push me. I knew, okay, these are where, this is where my mates are. This is where I should be. Like, this comes naturally to him. So this is what I have to do to reach where he is, because it comes naturally though, to
because
him.
I mean, like, maybe that's just not where you're supposed to be. Like, maybe, like, not graduating, but like, for instance, it's like, I think, like, when you do things like that, where you're like, okay, so this person's excellent at, like, this thing in math, and, like, you know, you feel like you have to get there, like, you know, because they are good at it. It's like, you feel like you have to do it because they're good at it, but, like, what if you're not meant to, like, what if that's not what you're meant to be good at? Like, what if you're meant to be good at English? Like, what if the other thing is your passion?
Then we'll get English and we'll still...
No, but, like, what I'm trying to say is that I think when you keep, like, pushing yourself because somebody else is good at it, it's like, you're kind of neglecting things that you could be possibly good at, and, like, only looking at what they're good at. Because it's like, as much as obviously, like, you're a mechanical engineer, right? So, like, if they're good at that, that means you have to be good at it. But, like, maybe, like, you know, this is the offer you. Like, maybe you shouldn't even be mechanical engineering.
Sorry. already
not
got
you,
the degree.
But, like, I mean, like, do you get what I'm trying to
too
say?
Late.
I feel like
if you
whenever, like, you, like, compare yourself with, like, a certain person, it's like, it's almost like you're trying to, like, mimic what they're doing or, like, copy what they're doing to get to that certain point. But it's like, a lot of times, it's like, are you even meant to be there? Like,
but
what if you're meant to try a different path?
I agree with you. Obviously, like, of course, maybe, like, I was comparing myself where I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. But then maybe... also, because I do multiple things, like, mm-hmm. I'm never just in one place. Mm-hmm. So I was already in engineering. Like, this mm-hmm. is a path that I was going to down the line. I was going to get
I'm
that
screaming.
Degree. I don't know about you, but it's like, while I'm here, I need to excel at it. And I think I said it on one of my friend's podcasts that mm-hmm. there was a point in engineering that I think I actually realized that this is not necessary. This might not be my naturally. Not that it's not for me, because I was still enjoying it, mm-hmm. but it was not my natural giving talent.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think that, because I had friends that I saw it come so natural to them mm-hmm. that I just realized maybe this is actually not it. But I'm already here. I'm going to excel at it. So I had to look at those people and say, I'm here. I cannot be doing bad where mm-hmm. I am already. Mm-hmm. So what do I need to do to get there? And so I used to compare myself to them, and then, okay, if so-and-so person doesn't need to read, but this is the grade he's getting. This is what I have to do to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
but
it's
I mean,
not
like,
really...
do you think you can, like, get inspiration from people without comparing yourself to them? Like, you
no, can... Yeah, and then I saw it as an inspiration thing, but
oh,
now...
Oh, okay, I see
but
what
that's
you're
why
saying.
That's why I said graduating, it's now become toxic because it's different from school, because mm-hmm. in school, the goals were set. Like, we all had
saying,
the
but
same
in life,
goal.
It's
in
not
life,
the
it's
same.
Not. Like, in life, we all have different trajectories. Mm-hmm. So now it's a toxic trait because... I can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? So I don't know if anyone else, please, if there's anyone else that suffers
leave comments, let us know what you guys, how you guys cope. I do think, like, the thing that Hadiza mentioned, like, deleting your social media, I she's actually not the only person that I've heard that has done that. Like, a lot of people that I know actually do that, like, they delete their social media.
Have you ever?
Not because of comparison.
Okay. You don't suffer from it.
I mean, like, I don't want to sound like, oh, I never compare myself. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I compare myself, but it's just not, like, an often thing. And it's a thing that whenever it comes, it's like, I snap out of it. Cause I'm like,
yeah,
there's like, it's like kind of what Hadiza said to me. I'm like, we're in different paths. I know what my happiness looks mm-hmm. like. That's what I think. I think a lot of this thing is just knowing what your happiness and your success looks
genuinely
like.
Looks
exactly.
Like
and when you know
people.
What that looks like, it's like everybody's own life. Like, it's great, and I'm happy that that's happening for you, but
yeah.
that's not what my own life looks like.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, somebody can say that they're doing like 5 jobs and like they're getting like $500 million, like I'm like, that's great for you. I will sleep. I can't do 5 jobs. That generally is not what
it's
my
interesting because whenever
like.
I listen to stuff, people say stuff like that, I will finish listening to what they say, I will begin to write it down, I'll be like, nah, not really.
I'm like, that's great for you and your family, but as for me and my house, we shall
sleep.
Rest.
Yeah.
No, to be honest, I think like it just kind of all goes down to you generally knowing what your success looks like mm-hmm. and what your happiness looks like. And I think, honestly, I think that's where it goes mm-hmm. from. I mean, that's where it comes from. I don't know, but yeah.
I agree. So yeah, I don't even know, but I think, yeah, what you guys have said actually makes sense. Just like deciding what success is for you and mm-hmm. then going with that. And I think if you decide what it is for you, you are less likely to make yourself suffer, which I think a lot of people are actually doing these days. Like when I hear 17-year-olds saying, why are you still living with your mom? I don't understand. I think.
Why are you asking somebody else why they're
saying? If I could still live with my mother, I would. I can't lie.
Oh my gosh. Recently, I was just calculating how much I pay for rent.
How much I pay for rent?
Yeah. And I said, if I can actually vomit. My parents.
Like, I'm not paying for it. It makes me puke. I don't like it.
If I was living with my parents right now, the amount that I would have saved, and it's so painful that I'm hearing 17-year-olds that can live with their parents, that still have the F1 train to say.
F1 train? I haven't heard that word in a while.
Yeah, let's just calm down, all of us. But really, this is a note to myself. But anyone else out there that's just struggling with where they are, it's fine. As long as you're improving as a person. And even if you are not, your time will come.
If they're not what?
Like because a lot of people also say, as long as you are doing better than you were yesterday. But what if you are not?
If you're not doing okay better than
you
were
yesterday.
That's it.
Yeah. So you are okay as you are, to be very honest. And you can try to progress if that's what you want to do. But yeah, I think success is ultimately contentment.
It's personal. Yeah.
It's being content. Because that's when you actually be happy in yourself.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you've said, it's contentment. Yeah, that word doesn't sound right, to be very honest.
Contentment?
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
You just say it's being content.
It's being content. That makes me feel better. Yeah. But yeah, ultimately. But let us know what success means to you guys.
What does success mean to you?
Yeah.
And you. And you. And you. And you.
I don't know where this girl's on. She should quickly move to Saskatchewan. I think it was better when I wasn't seeing you. But yeah, thanks so much. We're back, you guys. We are back. We'll be in your ears for at least 24 weeks. So yeah, get used to us. Don't forget to subscribe. We are now on YouTube, actually. We started.
Look at
even
that.
Though, you know, when.
Comme ça.
No, we were not full YouTubers yet and everything, but this episode is actually going to be in video, in Jesus' name, amen. Video.
Yeah, there will be a video.
I'm crying.
I thought it would be snippets.
Yeah, so this episode is going to be in video on our YouTube, so don't forget to check that out. Don't forget to leave comments. Tell a friend to tell a friend, because that's usually how people find podcasts. But yeah, you guys, this season is going to be really amazing.
We promise.
We promise. Yeah, okay. All right, catch you guys next week. Bye.
Peace out.